Welcome to Timeless Vinyl on Sid Valley Radio. It's an hour where we dust off our much-loved 45 RPMs, share our memories, and enjoy the warmth of music that was recorded on little black discs. Would you like a record played? If so, please contact me here at Sid Valley Radio, and I will do my very best to include it in a future programme for you. My email address is julie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. I'll repeat that, and please note the spelling of my name. It's joolie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. Okay, so that's it. Now for our first record of today's programme.
Dearest, darling, I had to write to say that I won't be home anymore, for something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only a day away from your arms. Stopped to rest for the night, and that is when I saw her. As I pulled in outside of the small motel, she was there, and so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, from your arms. She took me to the cafe. I asked her if she would stay. She said, okay. Only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. The jukebox started to play, and nighttime turned into day. As we were dancing closely, all of a sudden I lost control as I held her charms, and I caressed her, kissed her, told her I'd die before I would let her out of my arms. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I hate to do this to you, but I love somebody new. What can I do when I can never, never, never go home again?
Written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, it was originally a hit in 1963 for Gene Pinkney. It's also the first of a few recordings that we'll hear today that came from the pen of Mr. Burt Bacharach, a highly prolific and gifted composer who sadly left us on the 8th of February 2023. He was 94 years of age.
And soul, I am yours. Can't you see it in my eyes? Can't you hear it in my sighs? I'm yours. I'm yours. Every kiss says I'm yours. Take my lips and take my arms. I'm a victim of your charms. I'm yours. stand here before you, my heart in my hand. I'm yours. All the world knows I'm yours. And I only hope and pray that someday I'll hear you say, I'm yours. My life and my love, dear, are yours to command. I stand here before you, that someday I'll hear you say, I'm yours.
A hit in 1952, I'm Yours, as sung by Eddie Fisher, and was requested by Emily and Matt Saunders, who are celebrating their 30th wedding anniversary this weekend. Congratulations to you both on your Pearl anniversary. Here's wishing you many, many more happy years together. Originally released by Kate Bush in 1980, Army Dreamers proved yet again, like we needed to be reminded, that great songs live forever. Now, Army Dreamers was one of 68 songs considered inappropriate for airplay by the BBC during the First Gulf War. Not sure if that helped or hindered the record, but people certainly remembered it. And having recently been re-released by EMI, it went straight to the top of the UK charts, over 40 years after it was first released. Amazing. As I said, you can't keep a good song down.
I know our love will always be. When you kiss, when you kiss me right, I don't want to ever say goodnight. I need you, I want you near me, I love you, yes I do, and I hope you hear me when I say be mine. If you will, I know all will be fine. When will you be mine?
Oh baby, I'm in you, I want you near me, I love you, yes I do, and I hope you hear me.
When you kiss me right, I don't want to ever say goodnight. I need you, I want you near me, I love you, yes I do, and I hope you hear me when I say be mine. If you will, I know all will be fine. When will you?
Best remembered for their number one 1958 hit, When, that was Harold Carling and Herbert Carling. And they went under the name of the Carling Twins. Yes, you've guessed it, they were identical twins. And interestingly, the Carlings were the first set of twins to reach number one in the UK as a musical duo. And also the opening act for their only British tour was a young chap called Cliff Richard. Yes, Cliff Richard. Wonder what ever happened to him.
I've gotta leave old Durham town. I've gotta leave old Durham town. I've gotta leave old Durham town. And that leaving's gonna get me down. Back in 1944, I remember Daddy walking out the door. Mama told me he was going to war. He was leaving. Leaving, 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 leaving me. I've gotta leave old Durham town. I've gotta leave old Durham town. I've gotta leave old Durham town. And that leaving's gonna get me down. When I was a boy, I spent my time sitting on the banks of the River Tyne, watching all the ships going down the line, and they were leaving, 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 leaving me. I've gotta leave old Durham town. I've
gotta leave old Durham town. I've gotta leave old Durham town, and that leaving's gonna get me down. Last week, Mama passed away. Goodbye, son, was all she said. There's no call for me to stay, so I'm leaving. Leaving, 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 leaving free. I've gotta leave old Durham town. I've gotta leave old Durham town. I've gotta leave old Durham town, and that leaving's gonna get me. I've gotta leave old Durham town. I've gotta leave old Durham town. I've gotta leave old Durham town, and that leaving's gonna get me down.
Durham Town, The Leaving, think of it its full title, is a song written and sung by Roger Whittaker. It was released as a single in 1969. Now, Whittaker's original intent was to set the song in Newcastle. Unfortunately, or could be fortunately, it had to be abandoned in favour of the nearby Durham, because Roger Whittaker agreed with his producer that Durham sounded slightly better. Probably it was easier to rhyme as well. And I think he was probably right to change it to Durham. Now, here's a hit from 1970 and a short-lived English novelty duo who went under the name of The Pipkins.
Oh, that's right, I'm sad and blue, because I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing the gimme that thing.
This is Sid Valley Radio.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain. I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Jolene. I can easily understand how you could easily take my man. You don't know what it means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Oh, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can.
Well, you could have your choice of man, but I can never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. Talk with you, my happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do,
Jolene.
Jolene,
Jolene, Jolene,
Jolene,
Jolene, Jolene. Oh, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Jolene,
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Oh, please don't take him.
Recorded live, which you could probably tell from that version, it was the incredible a cappella group Pentatonic, and they were partnering up with the equally incredible Dolly Parton, and a really nice version, I think you'll agree, of her hit Jolene. Now, if you're enjoying hearing the lovely warmth of the original recordings that we play here on Timeless Vinyl, you may want to tune in to Sid Valley Radio at 3 o'clock on Friday, when the lovely John Borat hosts the Vinyl Hour. It's an hour where John takes you through 60 minutes of wonderful oldies, all recorded on vinyl, of course. And as I've said, the Vinyl Hour is at 3 p.m. every Friday here on Sid Valley Radio. Well worth a listen. And John, this song is for you.
L.A. lady lives in a house made in Dallas, styrofoam. Styrofoam fireplace, styrofoam logs, styrofoam cats and styrofoam dogs. Styrofoam paper, styrofoam mice, styrofoam pencils and styrofoam bags. A little lady in a styrofoam home. Every damn thing's made of styrofoam. A little lady living home. Made entirely styrofoam. Styrofoam fireplace, styrofoam logs. She got styrofoam cats and styrofoam dogs.
Was from 1976 and the Tyler Gang and Styrofoam on Stiff Records. Now, Burt Bacharach was one of the best-known composers of popular song, and in a career that ran from 1950 right up to early 2023, his accolades include 6 Grammy Awards, 3 Academy Awards, and 1 Emmy Award. Burt Bacharach sadly passed away on the 8th of February 2023. He's widely regarded as one of the most important and influential figures of the 20th century popular music, and quite rightly so. The following medley showcases just a few of the hits that will live forevermore thanks to Mr. Bacharach. These are Anita Harris with Trains and Boats and Planes, The Carpenters with We've Only Just Begun, Cilla Black and Anyone Who Had a Heart, and one of the biggest selling female vocalists of the 1960s, Miss Dionne Warwick, and her version of I Say a Little Prayer. R.I.P. Mr. Bacharach.
Together. stretch of life ahead. We'll find a place where there's room to grow. And yes, we've just begun. Place where there's room to grow. And yes, we've just begun.
Together, that's how it must be to live without you. It only means heartbreak. I say a little prayer for you. At work I just take time, and all through my coffee break time I say a little prayer for you. Forever, forever, you stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever. We never will part. Oh, how I'll love you together, together. That's how it must be. To live without you would only mean heartbreak for me.
This is Sid Valley Radio.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Keep away from a runaround sewer.
Released in September 1961, that was Dion and his tale of Runaround Sue. Now, people have long assumed that the Sue in the song was his longtime wife. However, and perhaps disappointingly, it was actually about a girl called Sue, and she lived in Manhattan and worked in a Manhattan nightclub. And disappointingly, she didn't run around at all. Now let's go back to 1975 for our next record. Originally published in the key of A major, I'm going to get technical now, sorry. Originally published in the key of A major, as I was saying, in common time with a tempo of 72 beats a minute. And on Loving You, Minnie Riperton's voice span is from C sharp 4 to F sharp 6. Yes, incredible. It's one of those don't try this at home, kids. It will probably annoy your neighbours and frighten the dog. Now, Loving You was originally written as a lullaby for her then 1-year-old daughter Maya and her brother Mark. And at the end of the LP version, you can actually hear Minnie saying Maya, Maya at the end of there. Here's Mr. Frankie Avalon.
Hey, Tina, arms, a girl with all the charms of you. Venus, make her fair, a lovely girl with sunlight in her hair. And take the brightest stars up in the skies and place them in her eyes for me. As long as we both shall live. Venus, goddess of love that you are, surely the things I ask can be too great a task. Venus, if you do, I promise that I always will be true. Give her all the love I have to give, as long as we both shall live.
Hey, Venus, oh Venus, make my wish come true.
Venus was the biggest hit of Mr. Frankie Avalon's career, and it certainly is a timeless classic. Hence, that's the reason it's included here on the Timeless Vinyl Record Hour. Now, Mr. Avalon had 31 charted US Billboard singles from 1958 to late 1962, but Venus was the most successful, as it spent 5 weeks at the top of the charts in 1959.
Thank you.
with another Burt Bacharach composition, and it was a 1972 version, in fact, of The Look of Love, and it was recorded by the Dudley Moore Trio. And sadly, it brings our hour together to a close for another week. I hope that you enjoyed the last hour looking at some timeless vinyl with me, and that you will join me again next Sunday here on Sid Valley Radio at 2 p.m. And between now and then, I'll find some more forgotten gems for you. Stay tuned for the Sunday Tea Dance, which is up next. And then at 4 p.m, we have another Old Time Radio Hour programme where we will revisit radio shows from the golden age of radio. Thanks, as always, for your messages. It's always nice to hear from you. So I'll see you in the next hour for the Sunday Tea Dance. Until then, take it away, Winifred.
Bye.